We are in the Sears Arena parking lot inside Forest Park in Springfield, Massachusetts. And we give free entry to the park for the market. All you have to do if you come in the Sumner Avenue entrance is tell them that you're coming to the farmer's market and you will be waved on through.
Now, once upon a time, this was the farmer's market at the X, and that was when you were where? In the church parking lot. That was a few years ago. How long have you been here and why the change in location?
Well, this is our 16th year of operation. We first started behind the Goodwill building on Sumner Avenue. We were there for 8 years, and for a variety of reasons, we had to move. And then we moved to, that location is actually right at the X.
Yeah.
And then we moved a couple blocks down the street to the Trinity Church parking lot, which was a fabulous location, but we ran out of space. And then we came over here to Forest Park. I believe that this is our third or fourth year here in the park, which is a beautiful location. There's plenty of parking. It's plenty of space to even add a few more vendors if we need to. And it's just lovely. And the reason that we changed the name to Farmers Market at Forest Park is because we are in Forest Park and we're not exactly at the X, which is a commercial district in the city.
How many vendors do you have? I mean, I know we're early in the season, but it looks to me like you've got quite a few here just to kick off the season. But when we get to the peak of the growing season, how many vendors can we expect?
I think we'll have 24 this year.
And that's a good number.
Well, that's a very good number. That's a good-sized market for Massachusetts. It's not a big market in terms of national standards, but for Massachusetts, it's a good size. And one of the things that we allow at our farmers market is to have people from neighboring states come to the market. So we have a few vendors from Northern Connecticut. So that certainly rounds out what we're able to offer.
Now, the farmers must be anxious to get out here and your customers as well, right?
I would say probably the customers are more anxious. The farmers have been working on what they're going to be growing. I know at least since the end of January, maybe even a little bit earlier, because they do their planning and then they start everything, so many things in a greenhouse. And then, of course, our farmers who are dairy farmers and cattle farmers and chicken farmers and so forth. I mean, they're at it 12 months a year anyhow. So.
But there's a lot more in this area of the country that's being grown year-round in greenhouses. And are we seeing any of that product come into the farmers market in these early months?
Well, yes, but also during the winter, because not too many years ago, maybe 7 years ago, there were no winter farmers markets in Western Massachusetts, and now there are several. And we have one grower in particular, Red Fire Farm, that grows things in the greenhouses during the winter, because it can be cooler, which is great. They grow things like spinach and kale and so forth, things that like the cool weather. And that expands not only their income, but also they don't have to get rid of their employees as they used to have to do. They can retain many people throughout the winter. So that's good for everybody. Plus we get fresh food, which is fabulous.
You ran a winter market this year, right? How did that go?
Well, this is our fourth year running a winter market. It's our third year here in the park. Yeah, I think it went very well. You know, people are very happy to see the vendors. We don't get all the same vendors, of course, but we get many of them. And I also notice a lot of different people who probably can't come on a Tuesday afternoon, but they can make it on a Saturday. So it's nice.
Really any nice. Any thought of expanding this, going more than just one day a week?
No.
Why not?
There are lots of farmers markets in Western Massachusetts. We started this market in 1998, and when we did, there were 98 farmers markets in Massachusetts, and now there are over 250. So, for instance, Hampden Bank runs three tiny markets in different locations where they have a bank. Then there's one that opened in Longmeadow. There are several now in Amherst. There are several now in Northampton. There's one in Westfield.
And the list goes on and on. What's the best part of the farmers market at Forest Park? What do you look forward to every year here?
The people, just seeing the people, seeing the vendors. I'm in contact with the vendors throughout the winter. But just seeing the people, and people are, it's such a community event. I sometimes tease people who meet up at the market and they stand here and they talk and they talk and they talk, and I tease them and I say, you know, another 5 minutes, I'm going to charge your rent. Because the thing is, Paul, is that it's a one afternoon a week. And so if you want to come to the farmer's market at Forest Park, you come on a Tuesday afternoon. And so you are very, very likely to see lots of people that you know. Unlike if you were to go to Stop and Shop, which is open 7 days a week for lots of hours. You might bump into somebody you know, but not necessarily.